Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast says it'll be sunny, very windy though today, high in the upper 40s. Kenosha right now, 39. It's 40 in Burlington, Milwaukee 40 degrees, and 39 in Racine. A semi-tanker truck crashed before 6 this morning along northbound I-94 north of Highway K in Racine County. It ended up on the driver's side, leading to a mess for the morning commute and technically a hazmat response by the fire department. Semi ended up partially also onto the median, including the release valve on the tank portion. It was hauling a corrosive material, safety information recommending about 150-foot distance in an emergency, but only fuel and oil from the truck portion was reportedly leaking. Two northbound lanes nearest the median, one southbound lane initially closed. Traffic diverted off the northbound side of Highway K, and the K on-ramp was closed. On-scene reports indicated that the driver from the tanker had a shoulder injury and went to a hospital in Franklin. What caused the accident is under investigation. This was a tanker truck again. The windy conditions are being investigated by the State Patrol and others as part of the response this morning. They heard mostly negative comments from the public about going forward with plans to consider building an event center on the lakefront. The Racine Common Council then 10-5 the vote in favor of using $600,000 from the Intergovernmental Fund for a Phase 1 study to determine feasibility. Alderman Melissa Lemke said her constituents, they're against it, and that's who she represents.
And while there's some interest in the potential of an arena or an event center, primarily for community benefit or enlivening the downtown, I can say that about 80% of those who I've spoken to have concerns about the arena. I return to their stories and concerns frequently when I'm asked to vote because I believe I'm elected to represent their voices. If the study does pass, I hope it's enlightening, but for now I'm unable to support funding this.
Meanwhile, Council President Dennis Weiser noted the process with the study similar to Racine Unified in building those three new schools last year.
Put some money up front, get architects, engineers, investment experts on board to talk about how to handle the money, put a set of more definite plans together, bring it back and vote on the more definite plans once you have the initial set of plans drawn up. As far as the funding options that we're going to assume down the road, no private investors are going to even look at this unless we get through Phase 1. If we say to someone we haven't even gone through Phase 1, they're not going to give us a second look.
Alderman Jones, Shields, Widener, Smetana, Lemke voted against funding the study. Widener attempted to ask about the timing on a potential referendum, was ruled out of order for not being part of the issue. Public comment portion last night, as we mentioned, a lot of people spoke out against the project.
Let's get theaters in town. Let's get grocery stores in town. Let people that are private investors come and spend the money. The other thing you need to think about, we already have the highest tax rate in the entire state of any large city. It's 35% to 40% higher than Kenosha and Milwaukee. We have to pay for this stuff.
The largest investment of my life by far is right here in downtown Racine, so you can be damn sure that I want economic development. I just don't think this is the way to go, and I hope you'll reconsider how you've been approaching economic development to this point. And I also favor a referendum like some others have said.
One of the speakers, Tom Peterson, owns a downtown building. He suggested revisiting the idea of a water park on the lakefront, said an arena won't fly because there is no east, meaning the lake is there. And there's a new report into the Southeast Wisconsin Professional Baseball Park District Board, which oversees Miller Park, and the debt load still to be paid from the taxes collected in the five surrounding counties, including Racine. It indicates the cash flow model used to analyze the number of scenarios has the district potentially being able to satisfy all outstanding obligations sometime between 2018 and 2020. District experienced an increase in sales tax revenue of 2.17% for 2015. It varies significantly from year-over-year changes. Prior to 2015, it says the sales tax revenues declined in three of the previous 6 years. A Union Grove woman, 55-year-old Chris Campbell, charged with felony theft, accused of payroll fraud while she worked at the Walmart stores in Mount Pleasant and West Milwaukee. She's accused of being compensated more than $86,000 for bereavement time and jury duty, along with other compensation, but failed to submit the required forms to management between March of 2013 and July of last year. She's going to be back in court in a couple of weeks. A receive and file recommendation from the Racine Traffic Commission on a four-way stop sign request at the northeast side intersection of Walton Avenue and North Wisconsin Streets got rejected by the council last night, the receive and file part. The aldermen decided they want to have all stop signs there. They heard from Rosalinda Arredondo. She lives nearby. She said there's just too much traffic not to have it four-way.
There are more children there. Before, I didn't have grandchildren, but now I do. And, you know, they're out there playing on the sidewalk. And I just don't want to have somebody get hurt because there is no four-way stop sign. And I think a four-way stop sign with the solar-powered lights would be very helpful. They don't cost very much. I know that they have some in Sturtevant that I've seen.
Council went against the receive and file recommendation with a 12-3 vote to make Walton in North Wisconsin a four-way stop. Alderman Weiser, McCarthy, Lemke opposed. With an obvious reference to the movie Footloose on many of their minds, the Burlington Common Council and Committee of the Whole had a brief discussion about repealing a 1924 city ordinance regulating public dances and dance hall locations.
When we were revising the fee schedule, two of the items were dance permit and dance hall license. And it was a dollar amount. So we explored it a little bit more to figure out what exactly that is. Well, it's a very antiquated ordinance created in 1924. The last issuance of a license I can find is 1996.
City Director of Administrative Services Megan Watkins calling it antiquated said even the police department defined as dance supervisors in the ordinance. They want to get rid of it. It's still a requirement, though, for any organized dance. It was a short discussion, a few laughs mixed in, from which a council vote to repeal is expected on March 21st. Development agreements for two new developments in Sturtevant okayed last night. It was a joint meeting of the Village Board and the Development Authority. Grand Appliance and TV planning a new 137,000-square-foot building just south of Renaissance Business Park. Jess Moffitt, who leads operations for the retailer, said that the new facility will be consolidating operations currently housed in five different locations.
Having one location with close proximity to 94, and then the ability to serve a large portion of our customers both north and south out of one facility with the talent pool that Mark mentioned. We're very excited about the opportunity.
Mark being Grand Appliance owner Mark Reckling. Also a development agreement with Ashley Enterprises approved. It involves a 438,000-square-foot spec building next to an existing facility that could be completely leased out by year's end. And there's a new mayor in Oak Creek. Now former Alderman Daniel Bukowitz, unanimously appointed to the Common Council, by the Common Council, that is, to take the job following the resignation of Steve Scafidi. Bukowitz will be holding that office until the April 2018 election. He was first elected to the Oak Creek Council in 2010. Scafidi, he departed last month to become a radio talk show host. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. And at WRJN News, get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.